You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello, and thank you for joining us. Today is Thursday, June 4th, 2020, and we have a bit of news to cover in the markets as well as in the business world. Before we get started, I just want to make sure that you're aware that you can always reach out to us at news@callputstrike.com. Again, that's news, N-E-W-S, at callputstrike.com. We'd love to hear from you, get your suggestions, and see how we can make this an even better podcast for you. So with that, we're going to dive into today's Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. My name is Scott Ponywaz, and I am the publisher of callputstrikes.com. And with that, let's get to it. The airlines skyrocketed today while the stock markets dove. Here's your daily financial news summary for Thursday, June 4th, 2020. Stocks fell from their June rally as all three major indexes slipped into the red on Thursday. The Dow Jones fell by 0.6%, the S&P 500 by 0.9%, and the NASDAQ fell by 1.1%. Earlier today, the NASDAQ 100 hit an intraday record high. The index has increased by over 43% since its low point on March 23rd. This record high is mainly due to the significant increases in Amazon, PepsiCo, Costco, and PayPal. These companies have gained 30%, 26%, 8%, and 85%, respectively, since March 23rd. The NASDAQ 100 was down about 1% by the end of the trading day. The Labor Department released the weekly unemployment report, which was worse than estimated, partially contributing to the loss in the major indexes. Last week, unemployment was filed by 1.877 million Americans as compared to the estimated 1.775 million. The Labor Department's monthly jobs report will be released tomorrow. June is so far looking good in terms of the reopening of the economy. Brad McMillan of Commonwealth Financial Network commented about it on Thursday. Quote, May could well end up being the turning point for the viral crisis. The month ended with the virus seemingly under control and with the economy reopening faster than expected. June will tell us whether that trend continues, but right now, things look much better than we could have expected a month ago. End quote. Phil Bancato, the CEO of Ladenburg Thalmann Asset Management, also spoke about the current economic situation on Thursday. Quote, The market is trading on extreme optimism like I've never seen in my career. I've never seen the market trade on this kind of euphoria without real data to back it up. We're looking at the worst data in our lifetime, yet here we are at all-time highs. Those two don't normally go together. The market either knows something we don't, or we're trading on extreme optimism, end quote. American Airlines stock skyrocketed over 40% today amidst hopes that the travel industry might be starting to recover. In addition to this, MGM Resorts rose by 7.5%. Banks also actually performed well today. JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America all increased by over 1% each. News from the European Central Bank on Thursday indicated that they will be increasing its pandemic emergency purchase program by 600 billion euros. This will result in a grand total of over 1 trillion euros in that program. The coronavirus death toll in New York State fell below 50 on Wednesday. This is the lowest that it has been in over 2 months. Seven different regions in the state will reopen service in outdoor dining restaurants as of Thursday. New York City will begin its reopening process as of next Monday. All of this also remains in question, depending on the current protesting as well that currently is happening across the nation. West Texas Intermediate hit a three-month high today as it rose by 0.3. Brent crude rose as well, ending the day at $39.99 per barrel. Zoom Info Technologies, a marketing and software database company, completely separate entity from Zoom Video, which we also discussed on yesterday's episode, announced its IPO on Thursday afternoon. The initial IPO for Zoom Info Technologies was priced at $21 each, but began trading on the NASDAQ at $40 per share. Zoom Info is the first technology on the United States Stock Exchange since Kingsoft Cloud Holdings in April. And that wraps up today's financial news and insights. We're going to take a quick spin around the block and be back in just a second. You're listening to Call Put Strike, Daily Financial News and Insights. Those of you that have been listening to quite a few episodes already know that this part of the episode is typically where we cover a deeper dive into a relevant market trend or relevant piece of information in the news that might be impacting the markets or just be simply educational. That said, I want to take a moment before we dive into today's story, which looks at the financial impacts of the current U.S. protests, and just take a second to offer out an opportunity for you to get in touch with us if you're interested in advertising on the Call Put Strike podcast and reaching a variety of financial insiders and other business professionals that are our listeners. The other thing I would want to point you to is on our anchor page, which you can access through callputstrike.com, we actually do have a donate button. So if you want to support not only this podcast, but also the writers and journalists that go into creating the content on callputstrike.com, we welcome your donations and contributions to our publication. So with that, let's get started on the second part of our episode and dive into today's trend. Our trend today is going to take a look at investigating the financial and political impact of the U.S. protests. So on Memorial Day, May 25th, 2020, George Floyd, a black man, was killed by a white police officer. This happened as Floyd was getting arrested, and he was unarmed as he was not resisting arrest. While all of the charges are still underway, and this is still alleged, this triggered a surge of riots and protests in dozens of American cities. Thousands of people marched in protest of racism and police brutality. The financial impact of these protests is still unknown, as it also stacks up against COVID-19, but at the same time, predictions are starting to be made. So the protest impacts on retailers and small business is what we're going to first discuss. Kicking it off, Target announced over the weekend that they would be temporarily shutting many of their locations around the country. This move was to protect their stores from the violence and looting that was occurring due to the protests. Meanwhile, Nordstrom and Apple were other examples of large retailers that have temporarily closed all of their stores. This closure in store locations will result in lost revenue for the retailers. Many small businesses also sustained heavy damages during the protests, having already been negatively impacted and affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Many stores were then looted and partially destroyed by non-peaceful protesters. Many of these businesses are run by minorities or immigrants. Raphael Kim is the owner of a Korean wine bar in New York City. The front of his store was destroyed and cash was stolen. He spoke about the situation and said, quote, "I really don't know what the future of my business is. During the shutdown, we have been doing 10 to 20% of what we normally would do. It's just really, really even difficult to survive," end quote. Meanwhile, New York also did announce access to $10,000 grants that small business owners will have access to apply to. COVID-19 and the protests. So another underlying issue is that these protests are coming at a time when the global pandemic, COVID-19, is still a very real part of everyday life. Thousands of people crowded together every day over the last week. It is very likely that some of these people are carriers of the virus, and it has now been transmitted to others. Amen Abong Bemiga, an Oklahoma State football player, tweeted on Tuesday that he had just tested positive for COVID-19. He had attended a protest a few days before. A drastic increase in coronavirus cases could result in further lockdown restrictions, just when they were beginning to be lifted, as we discussed in our earlier section of today's podcast. If people are required to stay home again, there will be another decrease in spending, and the economy will not be restored to normal. So then we have to take a look at how the Black Lives Matter protests will be impacting politics, which ultimately has impacts on the economy. Americans have not been pleased with President Donald Trump's reaction to the protests. Instead of making a statement discussing plans for change, he has sent out several tweets threatening to both shoot protesters and release the military to deal with them. Due to this, President Trump's approval ratings have dropped significantly. In January, his public opinion rating was 58%. Which dropped to 57% in March, and then to 54% currently. All this could mean that Joe Biden has a higher chance of winning the presidential election in November. This could result in a lot of change for the United States economy. However, if Biden does win, the tension between the United States and China will likely continue on as it is now, and there may be other domestic conflicts that continue to arise as a result of any changes in the presidential office. And there you have it. That wraps up our episode for today, June 4th, 2020. We hope that today's news and also our insights into the impacts of the current protests on the economy will give you some food for thought tonight as you relax after a long day. Again, we look forward to you joining us tomorrow, and please feel free to reach out to us at news@callputstrike.com with any feedback, suggestions, ways to improve, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a great evening. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast, and by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.